Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Feel Good Friday. It's Tad. Hello, Drex.
Good morning.
And hello, Kara.
Good morning.
And on the phone, our celebrity insider, A-Wood, who works in the TV and movie business and actually sneaks off set. She can give us some exclusive casting calls. Hey, A-Wood.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, guys.
Yay.
I have such an easy casting. Seriously, if you can hear me right now, you can be on set. I am looking for people 18 to 50. That's anybody, male or female. And I want you to play something that either you've done it already or you know somebody that has. I'm looking for people to portray protesters. You're just playing them. That does not mean show up with a sign or a T-shirt talking about the election. You're just playing a protester. And you will be working next week. And they have a couple of dates in January. So seriously, if you can't make it for next week, you can submit for later. But follow me at A-Wood Radio on all social, and I'll tell you exactly what you need to do to submit for this. This is an easy one, people. Again, if you can hear me, you could be on set next week.
So all you really need to do is be good at angry yelling and get ready for some tear gas.
You probably won't see Tad next week, people, because he'll be on set.
So you're not allowed to bring your own sign, though?
No, you don't even know what you're protesting.
Oh, I know what I'm protesting. Nothing irritates me more than when British people sing and they all of a sudden lose their accent. Where did it go?
Oh, right.
I'm taking that to the streets, A-Wood.
I love it. I love it. Follow me. Even if you're British, follow me on all social at A-Wood Radio.
Drex.
Yes.
You were saying that when British people sing, they sound American. They lose their British accent.
Yeah, it's something that's been bothering me for the last couple of days. I started watching Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And it's based about like a European soccer club. And one of the characters was doing karaoke. And they were full British. Do you fancy a soccer match? And then they started singing. And they're like, hey, how are you? It is nice to speak. I'm like, hold on a second. And it's been ticking me off ever since.
So let's see if we can hear it here as we do Beach Azam, where you guys tried to name a song, but only hearing the first 5 seconds of it, artist title.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all British artists. So let's see if they have their American accent, starting with Kara.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no.
Amy Winehouse, Rehab.
Is correct.
I'd rather be at home with Ray.
She still has a little bit of her accent.
Little.
I gained about 17 days.
Love Amy Winehouse.
Me too.
What a loss.
Such
all right.
A shame.
Drex.
Yo. Is that the beginning of Harry Styles' Adore Me?
Adore You,
yeah.
For sure.
You're right. When I was growing up, like, certain artists would talk on television for the first time. Like, mm-hmm. You'd only hear their songs. You'd be like, I never knew they were even British.
You had an accent?
Like, it's mind-boggling.
Well, all right, so we know how Harry Styles sounds, right?
Well, how does he sound?
I want more berries.
Like, that was American.
So back over to Kara. We're tied up.
Dua Lipa, Break My Heart?
Yes. Whatever you want now, baby. Okay.
That is so American.
Drex.
Yes. I think that's Adele, Set Fire to the Rain.
And when you say Adele, you mean Adele.
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 Set fire to the rain.
All right, we're tied up going to the final round,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, how exciting, Kara. This is a British version, all British version of Beach Shazam.
That's Careless Whisper. George Michael?
George Michael. Yeah.
I had the biggest crush on George Michael growing up. I thought he was just hung the moon.
You
I thought he was so
you
beautiful.
Just thought he was so hetero, didn't you, at the time? Drex, final song.
Yeah, got an answer
this
to Todd.
This is a trap, my friend.
Gosh, man, I've heard it before, but...
The reason I host Beat Shazam is because of this artist.
Sam Smith?
Because I could never participate. No, it's not.
What?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. Our boss demoted me from participating in Beat Shazam because of this very song. Ed Sheeran, what?
I don't
know. What?
Don't.
It's not don't.
Redemption. No, it's Sing.
Oh, Sing. Yeah.
Sing. Does Ed Sheeran sound American, but he sounds the same in every one of the Ed Sheeran songs. Yeah. He's impossible. And that song sounds like, what did you say before you thought it was?
Sam Smith,
right.
Tad and Drex are keeping you up to date with everything you need to know. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning, 727. Protected by Breda Pest Management, they handle bugs and critters. What is going on, Kara?
Did you guys do a bunch of online shopping over the last week? I mean, we had Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, all that jazz.
If you say yes and then you have to admit that you did the majority of it for yourself, does it make you a bad person?
No, it doesn't. Okay. However, you may want to keep an eye on those packages because they should start showing up soon, and so might the porch pirates. People have been sending out the warning to look out for these thieves. If you got a Ring doorbell, that's super helpful. In fact, a foursome of thieves were just caught because of a Ring doorbell. So you at least have four of these pirates off of the neighborhood streets.
You would have to be an absolute idiot. And thankfully, most criminals are idiots.
Right?
You don't remember the Aaron Hernandez story, if you saw that Netflix thing?
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
The guy was charged with murder. They had the guy on camera from various Ring doorbells and his own surveillance.
His own, yeah.
And then he stopped at the gas station, and here's him walking into the gas station. And then they got back in the car and they drove to Wendy's. Oh, look, there he is at Wendy's.
Like, it's hard not to be caught on camera these days.
So if you can catch a murderer that way, you can sure catch a porch pirate that way.
Are you ready for a good feeling?
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
This is some good news on a Feel Good Friday. An Atlanta icon was at risk of becoming a pandemic statistic. Manuel's Tavern has been a popular spot in Atlanta for over 60 years. And with the recent significant drop in business, it left them on the edge of closing for good. And this little tavern has meant a lot to this community over the years, from people's wedding receptions to political celebrations to just a good old neighborhood hangout.
Is Manuel Tavern, is that in East Atlanta?
It is.
Am I thinking the same one? Okay.
Uh-huh. And so the community came together big time for Manuel's once they heard that they were in danger of closing. A GoFundMe was created to kind of help them pay for the liquor licensing and everything for the next year and the insurance that it would take to keep them open. They had a goal of like $75,000. Right now, they are over $130,000.
Wow.
And owner Brian Maloof, whose dad opened the tavern in 1956, told Channel 2 Action News that this support is just amazing.
The sense of relief that we actually were going to make it, it was overwhelming.
Listen, if people can donate $100,000 to Manuel's Tavern, you can buy gifts for people on our Merry Little Christmas list, okay? Come on.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was just like, now hang on a second.
Yeah. Same words, maybe a different tone. I'm a little more angry this morning.
Right. Of the two of us, who's more likely to donate to keep a bar open? Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Hello, Corey in Dallas.
Hi.
Hi. Could you kick Kara out of the studio?
All right, Kara. I'm kicking you out.
I'm gone, Corey. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Let you know, we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. You know how this works. We're going to ask you five pop culture trivia questions with Kara standing outside the room. We're going to bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than her, She'll pay you $100. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
Question one. Some of next year's biggest movies like Space Jam 2 are going to stream on HBO Max the same day they're released to theaters. What sport is played in Space Jam?
Basketball.
Question two. Daniel Radcliffe says he broke a wand a week while filming Harry Potter. True or false, Harry Potter belongs to the Ravenclaw house at Hogwarts?
I don't know. True.
Number three. Someone in Dallas is opening a tickle bar where you pay $40 to get tickled for 30 minutes. What Sesame Street character likes to get tickled?
Elmo.
Number four, after a week, the death of the guy who started Zappos is still a mystery. Zappos is short for Zapatos, which is the Spanish word for?
Shoes.
And number five, the lead actress from The Queen's Gambit says she knew nothing about chess. How many pawns does each player start with?
16.
All right, let's bring Kara back in.
All right, Corey and Dallas did well, both super tough questions this morning, getting three right. Three is a number, Kara, but they're tough. Yeah.
And unfortunately, Kara's going to know number five.
Maybe.
She's known it in the past. Ish.
Ish.
Same questions, Kara. Number one, some of next year's big movies like Space Jam 2 are going to stream on HBO Max at the same day that they're released to theaters.
Yeah.
What sport is played in Space Jam?
Basketball.
That's what Corey said, 1-1.
Number two, Daniel Radcliffe said he broke a wand a week while filming Harry Potter. True or false, Harry Potter belongs to the Ravenclaw house at Hogwarts.
That's false.
He's Gryffindor. Corey said it's true, so she got it wrong. 2-1.
Number three, somebody in Dallas is opening a tickle bar where you pay $40 to get tickled for a half an hour. What Sesame Street character likes to get tickled?
Elmo.
That's creepy. All right, that's what Corey said, but Kara's up 3-2.
Number four, after a week, the death of the guy who started Zappos is still a mystery. Zappos is short for Zapatos, which is Spanish for...
shoes!
That's what Corey said. Kara's up 4-3, though.
Finally, number five, the lead actress from The Queen's Gambit says she knew nothing about chess. How many pawns does each player start with?
You get 8 pawns.
Wow. Corey said 16. You start with 16 pieces, but yes,
right.
You have 8 pawns. Very well done, Kara.
Thank you.
All right, final score is 5-3. Corey and Dallas, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not.
Got taken to school this morning. 919 wins, Kara, and just 32 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Corey.
That's okay.
No $100. You do get the $100 Spasadel gift card. Give the gift of relaxation and pampering with a Spasadel gift certificate, the perfect gift, especially this holiday. Look at you, kid.
Oh, I could totally use that.
We'll play again Monday, 6:35 and 7:35. Sign up, tadandrex.com. Have a relaxing weekend.
Thank you.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now, boy, do we have something for you. It's a tool. Some could call it a weapon. It's Santa's voicemail.
Yeah.
You can call, leave a message for Santa.
Yeah, we got his phone number. I'll give it to you in a second. But Santa also gave us his PIN number to check his voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to hear what people are calling Santa with this year?
Please. Of course.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Okay, Santa, I'll bring you milk and cookies at the North Pole. All right? You got this, Santa.
Next message.
Hello? This is Brayden, and I want one thing for Christmas. Hold on, I forgot. This might take a while. Oh, yeah. Every single ninja weapon in the world. Next message. I called the wrong number. I will call. I'll try another one. Bye. Next message.
Hi, Santa. I want a fire truck.
Next message.
Santa, you're going to have to canter up to our house because Zoe is still not in her bed. Say hi, Zoe.
Ooh.
Say hi. Tell him you're not in bed and tell him you don't want any presents. Go ahead. Say, I don't want any presents.
I do.
Well, then you better go to bed or we're going to call Santa again. Okay, say goodnight to Santa.
Good night, Santa.
End of message.
That's some A-level kid shaming right there from Zoe's mom. Well done.
But wait. That other lady. So if you get the wrong number, you happen to get the wrong number right? And land
and
on Santa. You got nothing
right?
To say. B98.5 pays your holiday bills. You still have a few minutes to text the word candle to 70123. Text the word candle, 70123, for your chance at $1,000. My friend Pear tells a story about losing his wallet and needing money for the bus. And just then a homeless person came up to him and asked if he could spare a dollar. And Pear was like, I don't have a dollar. And actually, could you spare 50 cents for the bus? He's asking this of a homeless person. And he got it. Wow. The homeless person gave him the money. And it is the reason I tell that story is because we're giving away $1,000 and then we're asking for the money back.
Tad Drex and Kara's. Merry Little Christmas. We're adopting 15 families this year and we're asking you to make Christmas available for these families who, if we don't, they're not going to have a Christmas this year.
Think about that. Mm. Without you, no Christmas. Think about your own childhood and how much Christmas meant to you. And most of these families have kids. And Sue Ann is joining us on the phone to tell us your story. You're one of the families that we've adopted, and you had already raised your four children. And then what happened?
I received a phone call 3.5 years ago that this little girl needed a home. Within a week, the little girl was placed with me. Then I received another phone call about 2 years later that she had two twin brothers, and they both were severely handicapped, and that they also needed a home. And so I eventually got the boys. They were both in separate homes as well.
Oh, my goodness.
And then in March of this year, I received a phone call that there was a 13-year-old also sibling that was with a 73-year-old grandmother that she could no longer take care of her, and that would I take her. So all of their adoptions are final this year, and they are finally all together for the first time. Thanksgiving was their first holiday together.
Oh, my gosh.
And let me just clarify, these are all siblings.
They all have the same mom.
Sue Ann, you said that these four children had the same mom. Well, they do, and it's you now.
Right.
That word mom, it's got to be such a badge of honor for you.
A mommy, absolutely. Matter of fact, the 13-year-old, one of the things that she said when she first entered into the house, she's like, can I call you mommy and daddy? I've wanted a mommy and daddy forever. Yes.
So you have all these children now with you. You're the new mommy and your husband's the new daddy. Yeah. Did it break your heart when you had to tell these children who, like you said, come from really tough situations that Christmas might look a little different? We don't know what we can do.
You know, they went to Santa in my community, had a little Santa, and 13-year-old, you know, she said, no matter what, and I know right now, you know, my family's struggling. She said, but right now, at least I have a mommy and a daddy for Christmas. So they're thankful kids. But yes, it's difficult because, you know, as an adult, you know, when they wake up on Christmas morning.
This is one of those situations where the expectations of those kids are pretty low and they're already grateful for what they have.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're in a great position to really make this year special for them.
And I'm very grateful.
I wish that we could be there on Christmas morning to see what is going to happen for them.
Yes, and I will videotape it and send it to you because they're special. They're right from God. They're angels themselves.
Man, we have a registry up online, Tad and Drex's Merry Little Christmas, where you can buy gifts for this specific family. We've only adopted 15 families, 15 of the most desperate families in Atlanta.
And if any family deserves it, it's Sue Ann and her four, not foster children. She's their mommy now, and they deserve a wonderful Christmas for what they went through.
Absolutely.
So today's payday for many. Mm-hmm. If you can, we're not, you don't have to buy the whole list. If you can, great, but if you could just buy an item or two, it would mean so much. Tad and Drex's Merry Little Christmas at B985.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.